the Lord took three, just three of his disciples, up onto a high mountain, apart from everyone else. And there, the Lord opened their spiritual eyes so they could see him the way the angels see him in heaven. Now, listen to this story and see what did the disciples see when the Lord took them up on the mountain. And after 6 days, Jesus takes Peter and James and John, his brother, and brings them up into a high mountain apart, and was transformed before them. And his face shone as the sun, and his garments became white as the light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou art willing, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was yet speaking, behold, a brightly lit up cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And the disciples, hearing, fell on their face and were very afraid. And Jesus, coming, touched them and said, Arise, and do not be afraid. And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus alone. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. So, in this story, do you remember the names of any of the three disciples that Jesus took up onto the mountain? What's one of them? Don't you remember? Want to try?
Moses.
They did see Moses. He wasn't one of the disciples, but yes? Peter. And there were two brothers whose names begin with J. Peter. Want to try? John. Very good. And James. Very good. Yeah? Okay. And on the mountain with Jesus.
Elijah.
That's right, he saw Moses and Elijah. Very good. And in the Gospel of Luke, it tells us what those two men were talking to Jesus about. It says they were talking about his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. That means the Lord was about to be risen again and come back up into heaven. That's what they were talking to him about. Now in the story, Peter said to the Lord, Should we build for you three, remember what he wanted to build? Three tabernacles. Right. But while Peter was saying that, what came over them? Do you remember? A brightly lit up
cloud.
That's right. A brightly lit up cloud. And out of the cloud, they heard a voice saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And when the disciples heard that voice, they were very frightened, and they bowed their faces down to the ground. They knelt down with their faces on the ground. But then what? What did Jesus do? He came and touched them. Can you picture that, with your face on the ground, and the Lord comes over and touches you on the shoulder? And what did he say? He said, Arise, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You don't need to be afraid. So then when they looked up, what did they see? That's right. They just saw Jesus. Moses and Elijah weren't there. And now the Lord's face wasn't looking the way it looked before. How did the Lord's face look when they first saw him, when he opened their spiritual eyes? His face, what did it say? Remember? It shone like the sun. That's right. His garments like the light. Now, why do you think the Lord here's a picture of this story. It's really hard to draw a picture of the Lord's face shining like the sun, because if his face were shining like the sun, you would hardly be able to see his face, would you? But I bet they could, because it was in the spiritual world. And you can see down here the three disciples, and here are these two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to Jesus. Yes?
Joseph.
There's not a Joseph. There's Moses and Elijah, and there's Peter, James, and John down here. And of course, that's the Lord in the middle.
Jesus is the Lord.
Jesus is the Lord. And that is one of the main reasons the Lord showed them this, took them up on the mountain and opened their spiritual eyes so that they could learn that Jesus really is the Lord. He's not just a special man. He's not just a very special man like Moses and Elijah were special men. He is the Lord God of heaven and earth, whose face shines like the sun, who gives light to everyone in all the heavens and all the worlds, including us. The Lord's giving us our life right now, who holds us in his arms and takes care of us. He is the Lord. He really is the Lord. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Such a wonderful thing for them to know. Because normally, Jesus looked like an ordinary man. So it was very special for them to have their spiritual eyes and see who he really looks like when they can see him in heaven. Another thing, that the reason the Lord showed them himself this way, is so we know that we are not born just to live in this world and die, just to live in our natural bodies and die. No, we are made so that we can go to heaven, where we can see. You can see the Lord someday with your own spiritual eyes, with his face shining like the sun. Now, the Lord is with us in this world, isn't he? He's right here with us right now, taking care of us, every single one of us. But we don't see him with these eyes, do we? We can't look around the room and spot where Jesus is. But we can see him in our minds. We can see him when we read the word. We know who the Lord is. But after death, when we rise again, and the Lord comes and puts his hand on us and says to us, arise, we will get to see the Lord with his face shining like the sun. And so one more thing we can see is that we are not created just to live in this world and take care of our own natural bodies. We're created in this world to take care of other people so that we can get ready to go to heaven, because that's what angels do, is they love each other as the Lord loves us. So we can practice in this world by keeping the Lord's commandments so we don't hurt each other, and we can practice doing useful things to help each other. Because then we'll be ready to come into heaven someday. When the time is right, the Lord will lift you up, and he'll say to you, arise, and you will get to be in heaven with all your friends, and you'll love them, and you'll take care of each other, because the Lord commands you, and you'll get to see the Lord himself together with your friends.